Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. And I'm here to tell you about another fine way to find music. It's called Song of the Day. You can find it here at npr.org. For example, this song by Band of Horses is called The Funeral.
I'm coming up only to hold you under. And coming up only to show you roll.
Stephen Thompson is the editor of Song of the Day. He's here with me in the studio. So tell me about Song of the Day.
Well, Song of the Day is a feature on NPR.org where we stream one song per weekday as chosen by a staff of freelance writers and also people who work here at NPR who choose a song, a current song, based on their passion for it.
Well, let's start right with a song. Pick me a song of the day, maybe a favorite that you had this year.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and pick what's, I guess, arguably my favorite song of the year. I mean, I think everybody I think everybody goes through, and you know, we're all nerds here, and we all have a tendency to rank our favorites. And this is a song where halfway through it, I'm already thinking about playing it again.
This is a
singer named Sarah Cahoon, and the song is called A Couch Song.
Great. Duck out on such a beautiful song, but I want to get to a whole bunch. So who's Sarah Cahoon?
Sarah Cahoon, she's a singer-songwriter. She plays drums. She's played drums in a couple of Seattle bands. She played on the Band of Horses record that came out this year, which is actually a terrific record. And she was in a group called Carissa's Weird.
Seattle band.
Another Seattle band that I've really liked over the years, but certainly had never heard of her before. And the whole record is just beautiful.
So you fell in love with Sarah Cahoon right away. What makes it worth writing about?
What I tell writers who contribute to Song of the Day or want to contribute to the Song of the Day is, I want them to be celebrating the song that they're writing about. Mm-hmm. There's a certain amount of like, why does this hit you right in the gut?
So you went for one for me on with her. Pick me another one.
I'm a huge fan of this Irish rock group, and I know you've played them before. Also called The Frames.
Oh yeah.
I sort of feel like Glenn Hansard, who's the lead singer of The Frames, is one of my favorite singers in the world. I feel like he's sort of the bard of emotionally retarded 30-something men. And he just has this way of sort of capturing a certain kind of angst. Hansard made this terrific, it's not technically a solo record. He recorded it with this with a Czech singer.
You all the more for that. can't go back. The moods that take me and erase me, and I'm painted black.
So that was great. You took the female part and I took the male part. We were singing along. This is lovely. I'm glad nobody heard it.
You would never have guessed that I could sing that high.
So who is Glenn Hassard singing with?
He's singing with a Czech singer-songwriter named Markéta Erglová. And it was basically this record, from what I gather, was just sort of a side project. They had a few days of studio time, wanted to cut a couple of songs, and just ended up making a full
lovely
record. It's incredibly warm-blooded.
And it comes from an album called what?
Called The Swell Season.
It's a whole record.
It's a whole record.
Like
the whole record's like that. This is probably one of the more hopeful songs.
I see.
Probably in the entire Glenn Hansard oeuvre.
Kind of the Damien Rice kind of feel to it in the orchestration.
Yeah, so. And actually, yeah, they've toured with Damien Rice, and I definitely feel like if you love that sort of sweet, warm, dramatic kind of Irish sound. It's just crazy that every person doesn't know who he is, because he's just a star.
Pick me another two for two, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, awesome, excellent. Well, I'm gonna shift gears pretty radically. This is just a flat out awesome record by a band called The Thermals.
Oh, yeah.
It's a punk band singing an album about religion.
From Portland, yeah.
From Portland, yes. And this song's called Returning to the Fold.
Oh, good. Let's listen. Well, I was playing guitar.
I was just wailing.
How'd you find The Thermals?
This one, actually, one of the Song of the Day writers brought it to me. I had the record sitting in the vast filing cabinet.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, we all have those cabinets full of hundreds and hundreds of unlistened to CDs that we want to listen to, but there's a limited amount of time. And Jacob Gans on the NPR Arts desk, who's been writing the occasional Song of the Day, came to me wanting to write about The Thermals, and Jacob really taps into the way that while the record's touching on all these, you know, on all these heady topics of religion and faith and losing faith, and the singer Hutch Harris is just constantly looking inward while playing this incredibly outward punk music. And it's such a great record. It's one of those records where if you don't have a car, you want to buy a car so you can listen to it while speeding. It's an awesome record, not just a great record.
Wow.
It's an awesome record.
Terrific. Pick me another sad one.
This is another one of my favorite songs of the year. And this is a song called Spirals by a singer named Adam.
You marked the back of my hand. You drew a heart and some tiny dots and a spiral which reminded me of the Milky Way. And it made me think if our galaxy and Andromeda felt like you and me were like the way we are, they couldn't feel as vast. And if they join at 6 billion lives per second and they danced around, linking spiral arms as they'd spin through infinity, they couldn't feel as vast as I feel now. Galactic tectonic shifts in my chest and behind my eye, and yet the smallest vibration, like the touch of your pen, makes my hair stand on end.
Yeah, he's good.
He's wonderful. He's one of my favorite singers. I think one of the great things that really good songwriters do is when they're trying to take on very complex, large-scale issues, you know, whether it's a national tragedy, whether it's you know, in this case, you know, this is from a concept album about love and outer space, is to write small, to start small, to look at a tiny microcosm, and the way that it sort of reflects these, you know, these giant issues. And so he's taking this seemingly insignificant gesture and sort of drawing it out into the entire universe.
Do you ever look at a cover of a record and have judgment about the record itself?
I think it's inevitable. When you're listening to, you know, and boohoo, what a tough life to be plowing through thousands of albums a year. Like, really, it's like working in the mines.
That's right.
You know,
totally.
but yeah, you're bound to, and a lot of times, you know, you'll see, you know, there's certain kinds of packaging that when there's like a certain like love and care that's put into packaging, you know, sometimes you'll get these things where they're sort of wrapped in this elaborate handmade cardboard, and you just sort of feel like, man, the music's got to be, you know,
have handled with care.
You feel like, you know, each song is handmade just for you too, and you know, so there's certain things like that. You know, when I tend to like pretty music, when looking at visual art hits the same sweet spot that listening to beautiful music does, I'm definitely more inclined to say, ooh, and what does this sound like then?
Great. We'll play something else for us.
All right, let's actually kind of sticking with the theme of taking a large scale event and writing about the details and the margins. This is an amazing song by a group called Ockerville River. This isn't on any of their full length records. This kind of circulated as an MP3. They kind of made it available for download. And it's got a very provocative title. It's called The President's Dead.
The president's dead, the radio said. Dear friends, is it not so horrible? A shock through my heart like a knife right through bread. The newspaper said, the president's dead. The sea doesn't dry and the sky isn't split. But friends, it just seems so wrong, don't it? A shout from the crowd and a shot in the head. The president's lying on the tarmac dead. Lying face down with those black-dressed agents, guns drawn, running around, and the early opiates say he was a good man. You can't argue with that, not today you can't, not now you can't. In the media tent where they spin and they slant, they just foam at the mouth and they champ at the bit. Those bloodsuckers can wait till those vultures cool it. The newscaster said, the president's dead. And let's imagine the way, let's say 30 years in, how somebody will say, what were you doing?
waking up and I was lying in bed with my girlfriend. And the eggs on the plate and the bacon hissing. And the coffee was great, there was spring on the wind. If you ever lived through a day where the littlest things and the littlest ways made you feel you were blessed. If you died right then, well, you know you'd be missed. But there's no better state to cease to exist. And you wouldn't feel sad and you wouldn't resist, 'cause you knew what you had and were thankful for it in your own little way. Well, I'm a small, quiet man, I've got no wars to win, I don't have a big plan. But I love my new place and I love my old friends, and I scrimp and I save, and one day I'll have kids. I can truthfully say that my day was like that till the radio.
And when I grew up, singles or songs were usually singles and 45s. And they were hits. You're not really picking what you might think are the singles or the songs that will be hit songs from these records, right? The song of the day isn't that.
Yeah, I think sometimes listening to a full record, you sort of hear that standout song that really pops, and you end up sort of inadvertently picking as your favorite, you know, the hit.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it's funny, when I started editing this column, I remember thinking, well, this theoretically this should be easier. I only have to listen to one song. But finding the songs means you have to listen to a lot. I listen to a lot more albums in their entirety than I ever did before. And so, you know, a lot of the time there's a song that's sort of being pushed, you know, the record label is sort of presenting it as here's the big song from the record and it's got a video and whatever. Whereas, you know, we might find, and you know, I've a lot of writers who do this, they'll almost practically pick up on a song that's practically an interlude
on a record that's
buried in the mix, or that's sort of running counter to everything else on the record.
The Thermals was a good rocking tune. Do you have anything in particular that really rocks out that we can go out on?
Yeah,
really fun.
I think a perfect example and something that I'm very glad to have featured is Joan Jett, one of my writers.
Local girl to Washington, you know, Rockville, Maryland.
Yeah. One of my writers, Mark Hirsch, recommended this song. He's like, "Would it be weird to write about Joan Jett?" And I'm like, "No." I saw Joan Jett a few years ago live, and Joan Jett is still absolutely, unequivocally amazing. And this is boy, you know, you talk about a ringer, you know, you talk about a song that just sounds like an amazing single. This is it's a cover of a Sweet song.
Sweet, the British band.
Sweet,
from
the Sweet, yes. And this is Joan Jett singing AC/DC.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, Stephen Thompson, the editor of Song of the Day. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much for having me.
She got girls all over.
Got Looking to consider even more songs? Discover new music from emerging and unsigned artists on the Open Mic Podcast, available at npr.org/podcasts.
Support for NPR Podcasts comes from Borders, presenting books, music, and movie gift ideas from the Gift Squad. Details at BordersGifts.com.